Good evening, friends. I have a guest in the studio this evening. All of us are very curious about the new atomic bomb, and most of us have little idea of the principle involved. So I've asked Dr. Howard Maxwell of the Physics Department of Kalamazoo College to be with us tonight. To start with, Dr. Maxwell, would you mind telling our listeners just what an atom is?
Well, we might consider an illustration to begin with. Suppose we consider a lump of sugar. Now, we can pulverize a lump of sugar and bring it down to a fine powder, and it's still sugar. If we take one of those tiny grains of that powder and break it down still further, eventually we'll reach a state where we can't break it down any farther and still have sugar.
Now, what do you call that eventual state?
That's called a molecule.
That's a molecule. That's as far as you can go.
And still have sugar. Now then, if you break it, it is possible to break that molecule down still farther. Fact is, you can break it down into 12 particles of carbon, 22 of hydrogen, and 11 of oxygen. And each of those particles is called an atom.
That's an atom. Well, now, can you go any farther? Can you break up that atom?
Well, originally it was thought that you couldn't. In fact, chemists gave the name atom to these particles, because they thought they were indivisible. Nowadays, we know that we can break them down. We know that atoms consist of protons, neutrons, and electrons. The average atom might be compared pretty much to the solar system. It has a nucleus, and that would correspond to the sun. The nucleus consists of usually of protons and neutrons. And then surrounding the nucleus are called planetary electrons. Those would correspond to the planets in the solar system.
Well, that's a pretty good illustration, Dr. Maxwell, but that's going from pretty small things to pretty big things.
That's right.
Well, now, we hear a lot about this atom smashing business. Could you tell us just what is meant by atom smashing?
Well, in the old days, the alchemists, they searched for centuries trying to change one element into another. Namely, they were trying to change the base metals into gold. Now, today, we call that process transmutation. The average person calls it atom smashing. By atom smashing or transmutation, we mean the changing of one element into another, and that is possible. It is possible to take and bombard a given element with the proper type of particles and change it from its particular element into another. As an example, you can take fluorine and bombard that with the nucleus of hydrogen, and you'll produce neon. That neon is rather unstable, or behave just like radium, in that it'll disintegrate, and it changes over into oxygen and helium.
I've heard about some sort of an apparatus called a cyclotron, Dr. Maxwell. Just what's that? Is that something that's used in atom smashing?
Well, yes, that is used very definitely. That's probably one of the most useful tools the nuclear physicist has. A cyclotron is a massive device. There's no question about it. They may weigh, in California, one is being built in which the iron weighs 200 tons. So you see, you can't carry one around with you. A cyclotron is a device that produces these high-speed particles, which are used to bombard the atoms and transmute them.
Well, now, could you tell us how this atom-smashing technique that we've been discussing could be employed to make bombs? That's, of course, what we're chiefly interested in right at the moment.
Well, of course, I can't answer that exactly because I don't know, and nobody, I think most people in the country do not know.
And if you didn't know, I don't suppose you could
tell
us.
However, in the spring of 1940, I attended the meetings of the American Physical Society in Washington, at which time it was reported that if you take a certain variety of uranium and bombard that with the proper particles, that uranium will split up into two new elements and liberate a tremendous amount of energy. And the interesting thing that came out at that discussion was somebody brought up the possibility, will this continue? Will one atom, if you set off one atom of uranium, will that set off another atom? And will that in turn set off more so that you get, a firecracker reaction, just like a string of firecrackers go off? And will that then liberate so much energy that you'll destroy the world? And there was quite a bit of discussion about that. And at that time, the scientists definitely didn't know just what might happen. Uh-huh. Apparently, they have succeeded in harnessing that type of energy and have incorporated it into this atomic bomb. That's my guess.
I see. We just have a few seconds left, but I'd like to have you just tell us a word what you think the possibilities for peacetime are.
Well, that's just limitless. There's such a tremendous amount of energy stored up in the atoms that if it's turned to peacetime uses, it would mean that we could utilize it in place of coal.
I see. Well, thank you very much, Dr. Maxwell. We appreciate your willingness to come up here, and I'm sure that you've made the whole thing a lot clearer to our listeners. Thank you, and good night.
You have just heard 15 minutes of news and commentary presented by the Wolverine Insurance Company of Lansing, Michigan. Listen again tomorrow evening at 6:15 for another edition of Wolverine News.